We're talking with Heartland Girls Basketball Head Coach Zach Clawson to talk about the Cyclone start to the season here on KSOM. And, Coach, certainly a couple of losses to start, but rebounded with four wins. I got a chance to see you play against Glenwood, which was an 82-32 win last week, and then followed that up Friday with a win over Red Oak of 83-41. So things seem to be going smoothly now. How are you feeling about your basketball team as you enter the winter break?
I think we've attacked some of the weaknesses we had coming out of the gates. And, you know, part of that was just lack of, you know, varsity experience in our guard court. And I think practice-wise, the intensity picked up a little bit. I think after our, a scrimmage to start the year, things flowed pretty well. But then we saw some teams that got after us 90 feet and a full court man. And we panicked a little bit, and just because we had, you know, some of those girls hadn't seen that before. So, you know, after those first two games, intensity went up a little bit in practice, and we threw a few more bodies out there to work against press break. And it's been better since, and obviously we're going to continue to work on that going forward, because we can't just stop where we're at. We got to continue to build up and get better.
Well, one thing that impressed me in the Glenwood game was Grace Albertson. She just seemed like she was getting comfortable in there, and I think maybe that's something that has evolved over the season. And then she followed that up with 18 points against the Rams, and then had 21 against Red Oak in that ball game, and was a perfect 10 for 10 from the field, which is highly unusual these days. What can you say about what Grace has accomplished so far this season and how far she's come along?
She's grown leaps and bounds since last year. She's keeping the ball higher, so that, you know, she's obviously got to take advantage of that height and keep the ball high and keep other people off of it. And I think catching the ball, I mean, some people think it sounds kind of weird, but the entry passes and her catching it clean has been a lot better. And I think that was part of what we talked about last year. Seemed like she tried to catch a lot of balls one-handed and then bring the other hand in, whereas now she's catching it with two. And it's just something little like that can make a huge difference. And obviously she's seen the rewards of working on that. And then just hitting the old boards. I think she's done a great job of cleaning up some missed shots from the guards, or, you know, other shots that come off the rim, and she just goes up and gets it and puts it right back up. Doesn't take long to get it out of her hands. So those would be some of the big things that we've seen her grow from last year.
And then Molly Swenson, you know, against Kemper Catholic, a new school record with 10 three-pointers, 10 of 17 from beyond the arc, 30 points. And then ever since then, has he ever really needed her? I mean, she was the only starter that wasn't in double figures against Glenwood. Against Red Oak, she wasn't, a huge factor offensively. I'm sure she did other things as well. But, that's almost a good feeling, really, that you have other players stepped up in these last two games. But what can you say about Molly first breaking the record and all of a sudden, just doing other things here in these last couple of ball games?
I think that says a lot about her game. Obviously, she's a very good shooter. We love watching her shoot threes, but when they're not there, she's not going to force them. And this team, I don't know, it just seems like they don't care who scores. They just want to make sure they have the most points on the board when it comes to the end of the 32 minutes. So defensively, she's been great. She gets a lot of tip-outs up top. She's a very good defender on the top of that 2-3 zone. Just pretty smart player. Passes the ball pretty well. She's been asked to step up and handle the ball a little bit more than probably she thought she would coming into the season, but she's done a good job on that, and she's growing as a ball handler and just as a passer. She'll do whatever she needs to do. One thing she's not going to do is force threes if they're not there. So that's good to see. You know, some kids are just catch and release. It doesn't matter if they're open or not, or if somebody's open or underneath closer, but that's not the player that she is. She's a good team player, and just look forward to the second half of the season for her. She's going to obviously have nights like Kemper where she's going to be open because they're trying to take care of our bigs underneath, but there's going to be other nights where they kind of guard the perimeter a little bit harder. So she's got to take whatever she gets, and that's what she's been doing so far. So we're going to hopefully continue down that path.
How do you feel about the Hawkeye 10 race here in girls basketball. I mean, St. Albert off to a great start. Apparently that game that you played against them first game of the year was a non-conference game because they're still crediting you with being undefeated in the conference. Lewis Central had a big win over Atlantic the other night, so but those two teams are still very good. These are the four you're, and of course you're in the mix there, all four of you at the top of the conference. It could be an interesting race this year.
Yeah, and we're going to find out real quick because we come out of the gates. We got Clarinda, LC, and St. Albert's pretty quick right at the beginning of January there. So we're going to have to get after it when we get back to practicing on the 27th and really focus in and get things taken care of, pick up where we left off, but also build from that too. So, you know, some nights we get done with the games and start pulling up the scores from not just our teams, but even teams around us, and it's a head scratcher some nights. You're like, holy cow, what happened there? But I think there's a lot of parity, and it's just a matter of who shows up on what night. Takes care of the little things. The little details are going to separate teams, especially in those, you know, single point wins. So obviously on the blowouts, you can make some mistakes and they're not going to hurt you so much, but on the big games, you're going to have to take care of things. It's going to come down to turnovers and not giving up offensive rebounds more than likely.
So what is your priority over the winter break to get your team ready for the second half of the season?
You know, just continue to work on getting some depth. And I thought we've done a good job of getting some more kids off the bench because, you know, we're going to need 8-9 kids going down the stretch because we got 12 games in the month of January, I believe, with the Denison game getting moved from the ice storm. So we're going to have fresh legs. So whenever we can get bodies out there and give kids breaks, we're going to need to do that. But practice wise, I think we understand now that it's got to be intense all the time. So just continue with that. You know, hopefully kids are getting shots up before we get together because right now we're shooting the ball pretty well. So right there's going to be some keys going into practice, and then just a matter of, you know, playing together still, taking care of the ball. We can't revert back to those first two or three games where we're just throwing the ball around and panicking. So hopefully that's all behind us and we're going to continue to grow.
Coach, really appreciate your time. Have a great holiday break and a great holidays overall. Thanks so much.
All right. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. Take care.
Same Zach Clausett, head coach for Harlan Girls Basketball with us here on KSOM.